and horses and mules, we call them, and the cows, we all call it our stock.
I see.
And even pigs, we call that our stock. Well, very few of us in this part of the country had any sheep. And that is probably another section of the country. They have had a few sheep here, but not in my time that I could remember.
Part of the barn where you kept the hay, what was that?
Well, that was a loft up there. That built in a two sections. The under part was the part where they kept the horses and the mules and the cattle. Was called the stalls, and they had trolls in there, and very few of them had any kind of a floor in them, and some of them got awful bad and nasty, and very poorly drained. Sometimes water came in. Poor animals, a lot of them had to stand in fields, things like that.
The area outside the barn where you might keep the stock, what did you call that? Or where you might milk cows?
Well, that was called just a lot, a pen. Mm-hmm. They kept them in a pen, a lot. And,
hog. Where did you keep the hogs, or how did you keep the hogs? Were they outside the barn in some kind of enclosure?
Well, yes, sir. The hogs were kept most of them. They had several times for a hog, if it was. They weren't feeding them too much for fattening time for killing. They let them run out on kind of a range, a larger lot, we called it. And, of course, they were very destructive to the land, ate all the vegetation, weeds, even the bushes and everything else. But then when they got ready to get them ready to slaughter, they would confine the pens to small ranges, and sometimes they'd make a floor for them. And throw their grain or corn, and then they'd have a trough there, and they'd fix the meal and the flour. A lot of these big, large families in which there were the scraps and things they didn't eat themselves, they'd empty their plates in a separate and put it all in a bucket and maybe empty some of the dish water in on top of that and stir it all up, and they call that slop. Mixed it all up and put it in a bucket and kept it on a high place right at a window, back of the back part of the kitchen. And it sometimes got awful unsanitary. And when it got nearly full, it'd reach in there and get this big bucket and bring it back through.